it's not going to be perfect when you start, like you, but you have to start. And that's the thing, is people get caught up in like, oh, well, I need this and this and this. I'm like, no, you don't. Like the stuff that I started with, it took multiple shows to get up to that. It wasn't prepackaged. It wasn't custom branded, but I started, you know, if I started trying to do everything all at once, I don't feel as if I would be successful.
You're listening to the Christoph Lewis Podcast, a podcast where I have conversations with inspirational people. My name is Chris, but my family calls me Christoph. My goal is to have as many conversations as possible with people who have forged their own path by pursuing their dreams, making them a reality, all the while emitting positivity and sharing this knowledge with others. I seek these people out and share this information with you, proving to the world that you can do what makes you happy and do what you want for a living while being a good human being. We'll talk about careers, but we'll also cover any story that inspires. Let's do this while helping each other. Thanks for listening. I'm happy you're here. Hey, what's up, my friends? Welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast. Very, very exciting is my good friend, Travis Rock. He is former Navy as well, former SWCC. If you're not familiar with that, you'll find out in this episode. But we had a great time. We talked about his military transition. We talked about his failures as he was trying to get out. He was trying to create new careers for himself, funny enough. And now he's doing two separate things, and he started those still while he was in the service. And it's really interesting to hear how he started those, his failures, what he did to kind of go around those failures, essentially. So what we said was, we failed this way, or maybe we don't learn a certain way. So let's figure out, let's take a step back and figure out how we learn better and how we can go about doing something else differently. So I hope you enjoy this conversation. Remember, you can find this conversation and all the contemplations, and the contemplations are only on audio. You can find all that on your podcast app or on christophlewis.com/podcast. Thank you so much for your time. I'm always very grateful that you listen to these episodes. I love recording them. I love editing them. I love speaking to people on Instagram where I'm at Christoph Lewis. And I just really enjoy speaking with you guys and trying to help you as I try to help myself. So that's just what I'm doing. I'm sharing my journey. And I hope from my journey and all these other guests that I speak with that it helps you pursue what you want in life and your passion in life, and we can find that together. So without further ado, welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast.
Dude, thanks. Pleasure being here. This is a first for me. Like I said, it's a little different, but
yeah. Yeah, man. It's always so fun for me. And we were just talking, like, you got out of the service back in February, and you're doing a couple other things as well. And I know I talked about it a little bit in the introduction, but in your own synopsis, like, who are you and what are you doing? And then I'd love to get into more of everything we just talked about.
Who am I?
Who are you?
Jack of all, master of none. I've done a lot of different things. So I was in the Navy for 8 years. I think you said you were in for nine, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I was 8 years, 1 year in training. I was a SWCC, for people who don't know, Special Warfare Combatant Craft Crewman. I always describe it as the other special operations job that nobody's ever heard of in the Navy.
They haven't done those movies yet.
Yeah. If you see an Act of Valor, then you get kind of an idea, basic idea of what SWCC is and what it does. So 8 years, seven of which have been on the East Coast, which decided to stay here when I got out, which was a kind of a last minute decision. In the scheme of things, it was, I mean, within the last 6 months, it was like, okay, we're going to stay, which for, you know, almost 8 years I've been planning to move back to California where I'm from. So it was kind of a shock and had to figure some stuff out real quick.
Yeah.
I knew always what I was going to do. Like when I was going back to California, it's like, okay, well, I can do that here too. Like I've always wanted to be a fireman for over a decade. Like that was, I joined the military to get experience to put that towards the application for being a fireman. Problem is firemen out here don't make nearly as much money as firemen in California.
Yeah. So, I guess that makes sense, right? Because all the fires that I hear about back there, and there's not really too much stuff going on out here, maybe. Is that why, or is it just...
Yeah, I think it just has to do with cost of living as well. Like, sure. California's so expensive.
This is true.
when we were looking at houses, it was, you know, 1,200 square foot house for $500,000 in certain areas.
Sounds like up here in DC, man. Like, real estate is just nasty up here.
It's like, how do you get ahead when, you know, you're busy just paying that much? And that's a small house, like a 1,200 square foot house is nothing.
Yeah, that's wild.
You've got a family you're raising, you know?
So, wow. So you stayed in the Norfolk, Virginia Beach area. You decided not to be a firefighter. And now you're doing it, and now it's just so cool to see like the other stuff you're doing, because you're the owner of the Immortal Fitness clothing and everything that comes along with that. And then you also got into real estate, and I'm kind of curious, like, obviously, like, we're super focused on career transitions, and I'm like wondering why I haven't like really heard of anybody. I've talked to a lot of people, and I don't think I've talked to anybody even in like my personal life that has gone into real estate. And so how did you like make the jump from wanting to be a firefighter to wanting to do real estate and then opening up a clothing brand company?
Kind of dissect this in a different way.
Yeah, let's do it.
The clothing company happened last year with a buddy, and then I took over 100%. And it's become a passion project for me.
I know that feel.
So it's fun. It forces, I've never been an overly creative person in coming up with stuff, like coming up with like designs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just never been something I've excelled at, and it forces me to do that. So all the designs you see, like I've come up with them. So I have a company I work with that has a designer that makes it look prettier than I can. And I mock up stuff on Adobe Illustrator, but, and then it's just continued, and it's become fun. I mean, I've connected with, I mean, that's how we connected.
Yeah.
Instagram.
Yeah.
Like you say, it's amazing. People look at it in such a negative way. And I mean, you can, if you want to, but it's a tool, like you say all the time, and that's what it is. It's a business tool. So, I mean, I've connected with a lot of people. I've gotten outside my comfort zone a lot by just being a part of the clothing company.
Mm-hmm.
I go to bodybuilding events and local events, and I set up booth, and people walk up and I talk to them. You know, not everybody is a customer. Some people I just talk to, and it's, you know, you make a connection that way. But I mean, when I first started, so actually it's funny, this weekend on Saturday will be the 1 year from the first event I did, and it's the same one.
Oh, wow.
Going back.
Nice.
And this will be a shock probably for some people to hear. Literally, first event, I sold three things. One of them was to a buddy.
That's like a nice friend.
Yeah. It's like, it's not always going to go how you expect it to, but, and I'll post a picture up in like a week of like the comparison, but the booth setup changes almost every event.
Sure.
New things get added, obviously, to the website, and just expanding the display and making it, you know, like this weekend went to an event up in, it was past weekend in Richmond, and the venue was different. It was narrow. So I had to change up my setup, and we just figured it out on the fly and went for it.
Yeah, that's absolutely what you have to do. Like how many times, like, cause we talk offline a bunch too. Like how many times do you like things that we talk about? Like you just have to be able to pull an audible. And it was like, it was funny cause I was talking to somebody last night, 3 days earlier, and he was an Act of Valor, and it's funny you quoted Act of Valor. But yeah, we were definitely talking about that as well, where you need to have preparation, and at the same time, you can have all the prep you want, but then things will change. And even as something like what you're describing right there, when you're, whatever you're doing, whatever company you're doing, or whatever you want to do in life, your job, whatever it is, like you can prepare as much as you want, but you also have to be able to pull those audibles. And one of the things I took out of that is, as you said, like, you sold three things your first time, like, and I was just like, oh, that feels like my podcast. Like the last, I've been doing it a year and a half, and I was like, why aren't these getting more downloads? Like I pour my heart and soul into this. I do this 7 days a week, and it had been a few months at the time, and it was just, it honestly, it felt like it was going nowhere forever. So I totally know how it, at the time, I guess kind of what I'm picking out from this is like in the present moment, it sometimes feels like you're going absolutely nowhere. And then you give that example of looking back a year and you're like, holy shit, like I actually did change a lot. And I think it's a Tony Robbins quote that I really like. And it goes like, a lot of people, or most people, overestimate what they can do in 1 year, but underestimate what they can do in 10 years. And I think there's a lot of ways to dissect that as well. But I think people get too ambitious too quickly, which is not a bad thing. But then if they don't get the results immediately, then they burn out and they don't realize, like, if they kept that on year after year after year, like, think about, you sold three things your first one, and then now where you are. And then think about that, like, in 9 more years, or think about my podcast in 9 years, like, things like that. And I don't think people think about it that way, because obviously we're living in a get rich quick society now. So I'm really appreciative that you did give that example for everybody to hear, you know, and say, like, it was three things, man.
Yeah, it's hard to say. There's not many people that actually know that.
Well, now everybody knows it.
Yeah, everybody knows. But yeah, so I mean, it's I got a buddy who I met at the gym because I overheard him talking about apparel, and now we've connected, and now we, like, bounce stuff off of each other.
That's awesome.
And he got a company, an apparel company, and wants to start, but he wants it to be, like, perfect. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, it's not going to be perfect when you start. Like, you, mm-hmm. but you have to start. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, is people get caught up in, like, oh, well, I need this and this and this. I'm like, no, you don't. Like, the stuff that I started with, like, it took multiple shows to get up to that. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't start with everything I had. There was one thing I wanted. I have this clothing rack that I made. And I was like, I want that. You know, it's a handmade wooden and, like, pipe. And it's cool, and I wanted something to stand out. But he's talking about, like, you know, down to tags and, like, having everything prepackaged and, like, having, like, you can customize, mm-hmm. you can customize neck labels. But I mean, there's successful companies out there that don't even brand their stuff with custom neck labels. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't start out with having prepackaged things. Like, I started out with the person that printed all my stuff I knew, and I would go to the shop if he needed help.
Yeah. And wow.
I would help him.
Yeah. And that's cool.
It wasn't prepackaged. It wasn't custom branded. Like, but I started. You know, yeah. If I started trying to do everything all at once,
yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't. I don't feel as if I would be successful.
I agree. And that's kind of how, again, like, my thing, like you said, that's, like, your thing is that clothing brand. And my thing is the podcast, obviously. And I know it was far from perfect in the beginning, and it took a while to get to where I was, I guess, comfortable with, like, putting my name on. Obviously, my name's, like, been on it the whole time, but I'm just saying, like, I was, like, yeah, proud of my work, essentially. But I knew I was happy that I had started in the first place. And that's definitely a common theme. I think sometimes people just wait and they don't want to pull the trigger. And sometimes you just need to put rounds down range. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to get you need to get something out. You need to get something down range. So I think being able to start something and just do it is good. And I don't think it's, like, necessarily a bad thing that he wants those things. But if it's, like, slowing production and slowing everything that you need to do, then yeah, maybe. But can you implement them over time, which I know is what you're insinuating? Like, you can do, like, let's get something up and out, and then, like, as we go on, we can, like, perfect it. Because I know even me, like, I'm slowly, like, people may or may not notice, but I slowly implement more things into, like, we mentioned Instagram earlier, all my videos, YouTube, all the audio, everything is slowly getting better. But I'm not putting things out until I think it's, like, perfect. Because yeah, I'm a perfectionist too, and sometimes I put stuff out that I don't have, like, 100% stamp of approval from me, but nobody would notice. Like, I'll show my wife and she's like, there's literally nothing wrong with this. And I'm like, oh yeah, but duh. And, like, as much as you think people pay attention to it, they probably don't, because, like, you see your stuff every day, all day, and you nitpick it. And so there's this other guy, I do the same thing with my stuff. So it's, like, stuff that I'm going to pick out, but that the common person probably won't pick out. So yeah, the takeaway is definitely just do it. Just freaking start, man. I like that. So but that's crazy, because, like, now you're doing two things, though, because you have Immortal Fitness, and then you also are a real estate agent. And I know we're talking about that too, because one of the things I want to get into within, probably, like we were talking about, within the next year or so is real estate. So I've been picking your brain about that. And it goes on to say, like, quick tangent is, like, I want to do that. So there's a lot of reasons we talk, but that's one of the many reasons we talk. And, like, talk to people. Like, I know you do it. I know you enjoy to do it, and you're very helpful amongst everything else. So talk to people that are doing things that you want to do. But how did you even want, did you just want to be a real estate agent, or how did you get into that? And how does one get into that coming out of the military? Like, did you do it while you were in, or was that post-mil?
I actually tried last year I tried, failed. I tried taking the course online, and I don't learn well that way. So it just kind of didn't happen. A lot of things changed in the last 6 months, like I talked about earlier, and kind of needed something to hop into. And another thing that a lot of people don't know is I own 4 houses. So
yeah, that's super impressive, man.
So I bought all of them while I was in, and 2 of them are in this area. One of them we still live in right now, and the other one is rented out. So that was kind of my start into real estate, and I was like, this is like fun. Like, there's so much that you can do with real estate, down to like how many different kinds of loans there are, how to, you know, how to buy a house. There's 8 different ways to buy a house. You know, some ways where you don't really have to spend money. And, you know, there's, everyone's always that old stigmatism of 20% down. Like, that's not really a thing anymore. Like, for, you know, what you've talked about doing, the advantage of, you know, house hacking.
Yeah, we can talk about that too. I haven't really talked about my real estate endeavors, but yeah, house hacking and go on to, you can explain it if you like. Or,
so, I mean, there's house hacking, there's, you know, flipping, there's, Jesus, what else? There's, I mean, I was just talking to a mortgage broker a couple weeks ago, and we're going to meet up in the next week or two about all the different kinds of loans. And there's loans where you don't even have to show like what your income is.
That's crazy. And I think that sounds scary.
People go, like, wait, what do you mean? Like, I have to prove that I can pay for it. Well, depending on the type of loan or what you're planning on doing with the property, like, for me, if I wanted to buy a property solely to rent it out, but if it already has renters in it, then like, almost kind of, what's the point? Like, they know that the income's there, so they're just going to use that towards you purchasing the house.
Sounds like a turnkey operation almost.
You still have to like have money down, obviously, like money in reserves, but you know, that helps for certain people. And, you know, a lot of people, once you hit a certain level, like you have to find like a certain person to actually get you a loan. Cause, if you start talking like how many loans are allowed to have in your name, like certain people limit it, like people it's 10, some people it's a little bit lower. So you have to find like private lenders. And like, when it comes down to mortgage brokers, like some just you buy, have you bought a house before? I guess we haven't actually talked about that.
No, I haven't.
Okay, so
I've been holding off for a long time.
Some people, you go through, and then they turn around and they sell your loan to somebody else, and that's how they make their money. Some people hold on to the loan, and that's how they make the money. So it just depends on, you know, what kind of company you're working with. Certain things they can do for you that other companies can't, because maybe they're going to hold on to the loan.
So interesting. So you said you failed the first time. Like, I think again, like your vulnerability is like awesome right now. It's cool that you know, you're saying these things, because like, this is one of the many things I try to talk about on the podcast as well. Is you said you just started things. And then like, when you started, you only sold 3 things. And then now you're like, I was still in the service and I tried to do it the first time and I failed. And again, like, we talk about the military a lot because I'm familiar with that. But a lot of times, like, if you want to go from career to career, and I just released an episode this week, again, this is probably 2 weeks behind now, but about jumping ship. And it's just saying like, you don't have to jump ship. You don't have to go from one company to another or one career to another. You can kind of like slow roll out of one and then slow roll into the other. So you're still in, this is the last year. You got out this year and you're still trying to do that, but it didn't work out. And it kind of gives you room to like, it didn't work out, but like no stress, because you're still in the military. You still have a paycheck. You still have that safety net. And so you just pick yourself up and you try again. But you said you failed because you didn't learn really well online, and I'm totally the same way. I would probably bomb too. So how did you actually end up like going in person for this training now, or what?
Yeah, so I found a in-person training that was a few minutes in my house.
Well,
that went like 3.5 weeks straight.
Well, that's such a good point though, isn't it, right? Because like, how many, like, again, like how many times have we talked about this? Like, obviously we talked about the importance of self-education, and it's not for everybody. Like, my wife was studying for something similar online because she does property management, and she crushed it. And then I was like looking at her, what she was studying last year, and I was like, there's no way that I would do this. Not just because I haven't really sat around and looked at it, but I can't take information in like that. Like, I need to like do what we're doing right now. You need to look at somebody face to face. I need to talk to them and be able to ask like real time questions. So find how you intake information the best. and then go from there. Like, and just because you fail at one thing, like maybe that's not the way that you learn. So go try another way to intake that information so you can implement it better.
Yeah, I think you have to be aware of yourself and like understand. You can't, I mean, I could have done it online if I forced myself to, but knowing that I learned better in person,
yeah,
makes
exactly
more sense.
So yeah,
the course,
that's a
three
good
and
point.
A half weeks. The instructor was super cool. He let us take some of the exams a tad bit early because we were kind of crushing it.
Nice.
And then, I mean, less than a week later, instead of waiting, I drove like 2.5-3 hours up to a testing center, mm-hmm. and crushed it. Passed first time. I was like, oh, maybe this is kind of where I'm supposed to be right now. So
that's awesome that you say it like that. I mean, God, I don't know. That's just like, to me, that's like a perfect example of me thinking about education all the time and myself as well included. And sometimes I get really frustrated at work. I'm like, I can't get this, like, or I don't get it. And I'm not going to just like bash my head against the desk and be like, I can't learn this way. So, you know, yeah, if maybe we spend enough time on it, we could learn like the way we don't really like to learn. But like, why do that to yourself? Like, why not take a step back and be like, okay, this clearly isn't working. So let's pull back. Like, essentially, like if you're hammering something, if you're hammering a nail with a screwdriver, it's really hard. Like, you'll eventually get the nail in there, but it's going to take a long time. So like, yeah, we can get it to fucking work, but it's going to take a really long time. So let's like turn around. It may take a couple extra minutes, but we're going to find the correct hammer and we're going to beat the nail in, and it's going to look better and it's going to last longer. So I think that's a great example for education. And again, another great example from you that you said that, like, the vulnerability leads to such an important lesson for other people, because I don't know, like, and again, obviously it doesn't have to be real estate. We're just talking about real estate right now, but whatever you're doing, if you're failing at it and you really want to do it, like, take a step back and ask yourself, like, is this the best way that I can learn what I want to do?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I agree with that. Like, you have to, like, I think I said self-awareness, but mm-hmm. self-awareness, and I think it kind of ties into mental health. If you're not willing to mm-hmm. actually accept that part of you and understand, then it's going to be a hard line to walk if, you know, you're not willing to accept and make those changes.
Yeah,
you're just going to continuously, like, put yourself in a shitty, hard situation. Like, I mean, yes, you'll eventually succeed probably, but you don't have to always do that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And it's, I guess, like, there's a lot of good points there, but one of the things is just figuring out what works for you. And that's a common theme that comes up. I've said this before, so if you listen to more than one episode, you know that I'm like, everything's different for everybody. And then, like, it's like one of the biggest things that I've, like, so by the time this comes out, it'll probably be close to like 140 total episodes. And to me, like, I've learned a lot. And one of the, literally out of 150 topics, is we're all freaking different. Like, we learn different. We have a career transition different. Some people are subscribed to a growth mindset. More than likely, those people listen to this podcast as opposed to people that are comfortable where they're at, because comfortability makes me uncomfortable. So that's not really the way that this podcast goes. But man, that's a lot of good examples in your career transition. And obviously, like, a lot of that, like, we like talking about helping others, like you and I do, and then I talk about it on the podcast a lot. And a lot of your stuff is just geared towards that as well. And I mean, frankly, I could use myself as an example, because, like you said, going back to like Instagram being this awesome marketing tool and a networking tool. And that's how we found each other. And we started talking and we're like, really enjoyed the things that we were talking about in that sense. And then, like, we were just helping each other. Like, you've helped me with like real estate, cause I'm completely done when it comes to that for now. And I'm like trying to study up now and like listening to the podcast and everything and like reading books. I just got finished reading another real estate book and I'm just like trying to pick your brain and figure out what I want to do. But the point of this is, like, again, like, use the social media tools for good. If you want to better yourself, that's a tool is right there, and we've used it well. And then talk with people that are also using it for the same thing. And if you don't want to do it that way, then unfollow those people and help each other. And honestly, like, how cool is that? Hopefully, you know, I've reciprocated that in one way or another. And I was saying, I use myself as an example because you definitely have helped me through that. But I obviously, you know this, because I know you've listened to some podcast episodes, but Like, so I always like asking the question, like, you could have done your career transition and you could have opened up the company and you could have gone into real estate and done all of this stuff. And then you could have just stopped there and just focused on yourself. But you make a point to like on all your posts and obviously like reaching out to help me, you make a point to like help other people. So like my question to you is like, what sets people apart or what sets you apart from taking that step into the whole nother circle and wanting to help people and not just keep that information to yourself?
Well, I'll step back a few years of in the military where you were at. I tried and I failed. Again, another example of failure. It happens. It wasn't the only thing I failed at while I was in the military. I tried to swap ratings and I didn't really fail. They just kind of said, no, your year group's locked up. And I think you'll understand what I mean when I say that.
Yeah.
So, but mentally I was in a really shitty place. I was, just kind of wasn't happy. And I was surrounded with a lot of negative people that just kind of fueled the fire. And like I can 100% say right now, like if it wasn't for my girlfriend who I'm still with, I wouldn't be at the place I'm at right now mentally. Sure. And you know, just in life, she's forced me to be better. You know, she's stuck by my side through me being a dick. Maybe you'll edit that out,
man.
But
yeah.
So you have to, but I had to come to the realization, like myself, like she can only do so much and the people around you can only do so much for you. But if you can't come to that realization yourself that, yeah, I'm fucked up, I need to change, like, then you're going to struggle a lot. So it took, you know, kind of hitting a bad spot and me realizing like, hey, you know, there's certain people I want in my life. I'm pushing them away right now. What do I need to do? How can I, you know, change where I'm at to keep these people around? I mean, it doesn't mean you have to change who you are so much in like the core as a person, but you have to realize that maybe not everything you're doing is healthy for you and the people around you. And that's a hard thing for a lot of people to realize. And I just kind of realized it one day. So now it's, you know, how can I help, you know, what can I do? Like something as simple as people asking me like about apparel. Like if you have a question about apparel, like I have more than once connected people with the company that I use.
Sure.
I mean, you had a podcast with the person who owns the company I use.
Yeah. Yeah. It's incredible, so, man. And again, like I'm super appreciative and I know everybody listening is super appreciative of you giving us this example of your own life and like saying all this stuff. And you're surrounded by super negative people. You had your girlfriend helped you. And like, that's so important. Cause I know I've been in some down times and my wife has like really been supportive of me and it's really hard to do it by yourself. And I think it just goes to speak like the people that you surround yourself with are super freaking important. And that is to include like the people in your inner circle, like your girlfriend, boyfriend, or your spouse or your immediate family that you have a lot of contact with. Like the closer the people are in your circle, I think like the more impact they have on you in one way or another. So if those people are more and more negative, or in your case, your girlfriend was very, very supportive, like it has a positive impact on you. And but like I was saying, man, yeah, like, so it's funny that you had friends or people in your life that were negative, but then like one of the people that was closest to you, if not, I mean, I don't know you guys' relationship, but one of the, if not the closest person to you, was there for you when you were in a bad mental state. And I know sometimes when, like, again, in my own life, like when I'm lacking confidence or when something really shitty has happened, like even today, like I experienced something that wasn't too favorable for myself. And I was like down on myself. And I was like, oh, why the, I honestly was asking myself, like, why the fuck am I doing this? Again, like for the podcast. So for everybody listening, like I again had another moment, like, why am I doing this? Like I don't get paid. It takes up 100% of my free time that if I'm not at work and if I'm not with my family, you can bet your ass I'm doing something with the podcast, like finding a guest, editing, all that crap that comes with it. And it's a lot of work. So I get it. So when like you're in a negative space, like you wanted to get to where you were saying you wanted to go. And if you don't get that, then I think you look in on yourself and you start to question you. And if you don't have people in your life, like again, like my wife, your girlfriend, people like that, that we truly care about their opinions, if they're there for you, oh my gosh, like that's one of the best feelings in my life. So I think, again, like yet another good point from you to say, like, how cool is it to have those close people in your life? So, and you select those people, you select your girlfriend, you select your wife, your family is one thing, but your friends and people like that, you know, that you date in your life, that you keep close, like that's up to you. And ultimately, you do have a choice to either put those people in your life or cut those people out of your life. And especially if they're that close and they're not supportive, I mean, it could have gone the other way, not with her clearly, but I mean, I'm just saying, like, on the off chance if it was somebody else in your life, and then you probably would have, you know, had to trim that fat and get that person out of your life. But thank God she was there for you. That's really cool.
Yeah. I've, don't get me wrong, I have cut a lot of people out of my life in the past few years.
Yeah.
And I am not afraid. I mean, I'll go as I've cut family out of my life at certain points.
Sure.
Because it wasn't, you know, healthy for me to surround myself with the kind of mentality that they had. So, I mean, I don't have certain family members. I don't have as good a relationship as I used to, but it's because I've decided to, you know, make my life different and continuously, you know, try to better myself. And some people just like staying on the same.
They do. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And we've talked about it. I think even in this podcast, I mentioned, like, if that's the path you want to take, if you're comfortable where you're at, you don't want to go anywhere. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But this is the podcast for growth-minded individuals, because that is 100% me. And I'm, like, pretty much divulging my journey as I, you know, continue to build a company that I haven't really talked about yet. As I just, you know, I said I want to get into real estate. And obviously, I have a podcast and I work a day job. So, like, these things are all possible. I just need to figure out best how to allocate my time, but you're absolutely right with all that. And I really wish that we were, it's like 30 minutes has just flown by. It's insane. And we talked about a lot of things in like super in depth. Yeah. It's crazy. Like sometimes I get to the end of these podcasts and I'm just like, that was really quick. I was like, did we even start? This is the introduction, right? We just finished the introduction. Yeah. Now we can get into it, but no, man, so like, no. And it's so great because like I've said, and a couple times, like, you opened up, and that's what I absolutely love, because you and I have a military background, Navy. We both worked in a similar community, and to go from there, we both like decided to start doing that transition earlier, and things didn't always work out. There's people that didn't want to hire me. You know, I'm a college dropout. They said, no, I can't take you. And then I essentially got a way better job than them. And I don't say it to gloat. I'm just saying, like, these people turned me down just because of one formal education prerequisite and there was another path. And I say that as, like you said, maybe there's not one path to learn, there's another path to learn. So just because you get shut down from one place doesn't mean you can't do another thing with your same, with the same credentials that you have, is what I'm trying to say. So yeah, man, I really do appreciate it. But for everybody that wants to learn more about, maybe if they want to contact you about like real estate, or maybe they want to see your clothing line or something, how can they find you and get a hold of you?
So the apparel is Immortal Fitness, and if you're watching the video, it's _ the apparel. I'm not sure if that's the right terminology for it.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it is _ Yeah.
So Immortal Fitness _ apparel, and if you got, you mean, you can, I chat with people all the time on there. People reach out, people talk to me. Even if it, I try to catch up on DMs daily. Sometimes
it's a full-time job. So yeah,
I do my best.
Same.
But yeah, I mean, that's the best way to contact me, honestly.
Absolutely.
I've got a million different social medias, but that's the one I'm on the most.
Yeah, same, man. It's been the most beneficial to me, the most interactive, where I can talk to people, like how obviously we said we met and how I meet. Probably if you have a podcast and you wonder how I get all my podcast guests, I would say at least 90% of them come from Instagram, because they have emails there, they have direct messages. So it makes it really easy to network and get people on your show and meet people like Travis here. And man, it's been an absolute blast. I really do appreciate it.